All right. Is there anyone out there who denies the proposition that Islam is especially prone to violence? Isn't it obvious that Islam has a special violence problem? This is a crucial issue because it goes to the subject of my conversation with the President of the United States on Friday when I had the privilege of sitting with him in the Oval Office for 90 minutes. The question is the violence and the bloodshed and the horror and the misery and the disgusting behavior throughout the Muslim world, is that based upon some problems within Islam itself? I'm not here saying that every Muslim is a bad guy or should be held in contempt. I'm saying that Islam itself, as a system of ideas, not everybody who holds on to a questionable system of ideas is a bad person. Some people try to take those ideas and bend them in a more positive direction. But I am saying that there are problems with Islam as a faith, as a culture, as a vision of civilization, or actually a vision of barbarism in the world. There are problems with Islam that go very, very deep. But look, meanwhile, it should be obvious that part of what this entire incident underscores is that regardless of what you do and how reasonable you are and what American policy is or what Israeli policy is, there would be a violence problem in the Muslim world because that is an inherent problem in Islam. Isn't this bizarre? Doesn't this indicate to you just what a difference there is? I mean, a core foundational difference between Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, if you will, even Hinduism, and Islam. Islam, a primitive, I'm sorry, a faith that would call for the assassination of a religious leader because of statements that he made. Any religious faith that would call for killing of someone in the year 2006 because of public statements is definitionally a primitive religion.